Yesterday was Memorial Day. It is a federal holiday in the United States held on the last Monday in May to honor the brave men and women who lost their lives while serving in the armed forces. The basis for this holiday originated following the Civil War, and it became a federal holiday in 1971. In honor of Memorial Day, I would like to tell you about a man who faithfully served his country in the armed forces and then faithfully served the kingdom of God as a missionary who devoted his entire life to the work of God and who died in service to the Lord. Join me for today's episode of All Things Apostolic. My sister recently took a tour of the Pearl Harbor National Memorial, and she described what a moving event it was to be there at sunset, looking at the huge wall with the numerous names of the lost sailors and hearing taps played. She also visited a building that was a dormitory at the time of the attack, and on one of the floors was the place where the sailors were eating breakfast when they were struck by a barrage of gunfire. Many lost their lives in that room, and the holes in the walls have never been repaired so that we will never forget. Central to the mission of the Pearl Harbor National Memorial is memorializing those who died in the December 7, 1941 attack on the Hawaiian island of Oahu. The USS Arizona Memorial honors the 1,177 crewmen who died as a result of the attack. The hull serves as a tomb for more than 900 sailors whose remains are still located there. The USS Oklahoma Memorial honors the 429 sailors who died when the ship capsized after being attacked. The USS Utah, with its visible hull, commemorates 58 sailors who died. And there are other memorials. We, as a nation, should never forget the sacrifice, and that is what Memorial Day is about. But today, I want to share with you a brief video that details the life of someone who served both his country in the armed forces and his God in the mission field. He didn't die while serving in the armed forces. He died while serving in the Lord's army. Now, I hope that I don't cause any offense to those who see Memorial Day as strictly about people who lost their lives while serving in the armed services. They are definitely worthy of our gratitude, and I don't want to detract from their service and their sacrifice. But since the kingdom of God is the most important culture, I think it's appropriate to remember those who died while serving our Heavenly Lord and King. Last September, Wilson University held the National Challenge Week event in collaboration with other apostolic entities. During the event, a new inductee into the Hall of Faith was announced. The Hall of Faith recognizes people who made significant contributions to the apostolic movement in their lifetime. And Wilson University has been inducting honorees into the Hall of Faith for more than 10 years. The 2023 honoree was Bill Drost. In the 1900s, Bill Drost and his wife were pioneer missionaries. Brother Drost led an extraordinary life with dangerous, life-threatening events and miraculous events. I'd like to share a brief recorded biography of Brother Drost. And before it begins, I just want to mention one caveat. The pictures that we scanned for the biography are very old, so AI was used to improve the look of many of them to make them crisper. But sometimes AI can also create some distortions because it's trying to tighten blurry images. So most of the photos turned out much, much better as a result of using AI. But if some of the faces are a little distorted, you'll know why. So sit back for a few moments and enjoy viewing a brief biography of Bill Drost. William Drost was born on May 1st, 1915, into a coal miner's family in New Brunswick, Canada.
When Bill was 10 years old, his father died, forcing Bill to become the breadwinner for the family. The apostolic message arrived in Bill's area when he was still a teenager, and it caught his attention. Despite his mother's threats against it, Bill could not stay away because he witnessed the marvelous transformation of people who were called holy rollers. After experiencing internal struggles, his mother's fierce opposition, and a divine dream, Bill became a believer, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost and being baptized in Jesus' name by Reverend Samuel Steves when he was 15 years old. Bill was passionate about his walk with God. He dedicated every available minute to church work and evangelism when he was not working as a coal miner. He was soon appointed Sunday school teacher of the young men of his local congregation, and this led him to becoming the district youth leader. But Bill learned a bitter lesson when a young man he'd been repeatedly witnessing to finally agreed to go to church with Bill. And Bill thought it best that he skip the weeknight service and wait until Sunday, which would be a better service. The young man died in a canoe accident and never made it to church. Bill resolved to never miss an opportunity to speak with everyone about Jesus. Bill voluntarily joined the Canadian Army during World War II, hoping to have an opportunity to evangelize to more people. As he stood unarmed on German soil in the heat of war with bullets pitting the ground at his feet and men dying on every side, he had a vision of a map of South America with the country of Colombia ablaze with fire. Then a still small voice spoke to him, "I have called you to South America. This is where I am taking you." He lifted his hands and glorified God as the machine guns screamed around him. The Holy Ghost fire burned hot in his young heart, and he felt that God was calling him to the mission field, specifically to the South American nation of Colombia. Bill also experienced firsthand miracles, such as when he felt led to visit a hospital and prayed for a boy crushed by a steamroller who was then completely healed. Even the doctors marveled. God also helped him maintain his convictions. When forced to go to the cinema with the troops, he knelt in prayer with his back to the screen, and the film literally caught fire and everyone had to evacuate. While in England, Bill had an opportunity to meet the famous spirit-filled evangelist, Smith Wigglesworth, who prophesied to Bill that he would witness for Jesus in Colombia, but face devils everywhere. After the war, Bill went to pray for a man who was in an insane asylum in Ontario, Canada. Bill knew no one in the prison, yet some of the inmates began to chant, "Bill Dross the Pentecost," under the influence of demonic spirits who recognized his spiritual authority. Thus, Bill became known as Bill Drost the Pentecost. Bill had fallen in love with Ruth McNeil during the war, but he was willing to end the relationship to follow God's missionary call. How Bill's heart rejoiced when he came home from World War II and found that God had also called Ruth to South America. Bill and Ruth were married on June 15, 1945. After a few years of evangelizing and pastoring in Canada, Bill, Ruth, and baby Gerald arrived in Cartagena, Colombia in 1948 and stayed with the missionary Pearl Cooper. They adjusted to the new culture and language with much difficulty. After a year of struggles, Bill was ready to resign, but God renewed his calling. Almost immediately, Bill was asked by the missionary board to transfer to the Colombian city of Cali and take over the work from the gravely ill missionary Sanford Johnson. They arrived to a city in political chaos. 87 people were killed the first night Ruth arrived to her new hometown with baby Gerald in her arms. Over time, the revival gathered strength. Sometimes Bill would baptize up to 100 people per month. But many of the early Colombian converts suffered grievous persecutions and lost their lives for the sake of the gospel. The martyrdoms increased the work of God. In one mountain town, all of the Christians had to flee. but later 15 churches were established as a result of the exodus of the mountain people. Bill even put his life at risk when he converted one of Colombia's biggest outlaws, a rebel leader of 40,000 bandits and murderers. The Drosts were constantly under threat, yet God saw fit to miraculously deliver them out of all of their afflictions. Bill even survived a vehicle accident in which he drowned and was dead for 18 minutes underwater. But after seeing a glimpse of the heavenly realm, a voice told him that he had to return because his work was not finished yet. Bill's lack of fear of death continually amazed the people. In spite of political upheaval, severe oppression, threats at gunpoint, stonings, martyrdoms, terrorism, explosions, demonic attacks, accidents, sickness, and many other fiery trials, the Drosts established a powerful apostolic work in Cali that reached into many other areas of Colombia and South America. The revival grew to saturate every corner of Colombia. Soon, Bill was the pastor of preachers as well as people, the church that would grow to be the biggest Protestant force in Colombia had been born. Bill and Ruth also labored for short periods of time in the countries of Ecuador, Uruguay, Brazil, and Peru. In 1967, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, Bill and Ruth moved to Malaga, Spain with their four sons. This move had been prophesied to Bill many years before when he first arrived in Colombia. Although much different than South America, revival swept through Spain also. This was Bill Drost's final mission field. After suffering a massive stroke, the master called him home to rest on March 5, 1979, at the age of 63. He was buried on the mission field in Malaga, Spain. Bill Drost never presented himself with some mystique of super spirituality. He was plain and simple, but always on the go and always approachable. The people loved him as one of the family. For Bill Drost, no sacrifice was too great, no barrier too large when it came to bringing souls to Jesus. For he had caught the vision of the worth of a soul, and his life's work was devoted to win many for the Lord. His legacy lives on, not only through the thousands of souls saved directly as a result of his ministry, but also through the legacy of missions work that he passed to future generations.
I hope you enjoyed the video, but it just scratches the surface on the remarkable life of Bill Drost. There are so many additional amazing and supernatural stories about what he experienced in his faith walk. God intervened and saved his life supernaturally on multiple occasions. The stories are just incredible. And if you want to learn more, I highly recommend his biography, Bill Drost, The Pentecost, which is published by Word of Flame Press. This book is great for all ages, and it really helps to bring alive what it's like to live by faith, especially in a time when people weren't so reliant on resources and technology like we are today. Just as those in the armed forces fight for freedom, those in God's army fight for freedom from the tyranny of sin, so people can escape and find love, peace, joy, and freedom in the kingdom of God. Just like in the earthly military, serving effectively in the Lord's army takes discipline, obedience, and sacrifice. Today, I would like to give honor to Bill Drost, whose passion to fight for the kingdom and to fight for souls makes him an inspirational example to all of us. God bless you, and I'll see you on the next episode.